You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, family. We are speaking with Pastor Chaunza, speaking to us about the importance of the faith family, the faith community. And so we have got the pastor back on the line. Pastor, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I hear you now.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much, Pastor. All right, so you were speaking to us about what the spiritual family means to someone who may not have that healthy biological family.
All right. Sorry, I got distracted by the direct call that just came. Yeah. So well, we are talking about a spiritual family, what that spiritual family means to someone.
Yeah.
Without a healthy biological one.
Yes.
A spiritual family in the context of the church refers to a community of believers who provides love, support, and care for one another.
Mm-hmm.
For someone without a healthy biological family, a spiritual family can be a source of comfort, acceptance, and belonging. In the Bible, Jesus redefined the family to include those who follow God's Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when we in Matthew chapter number 12, verse 50, there is a spiritual family that provides a sense of identity and purpose and connection.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
Mm.
So this is why we are focusing on the, if you do not have a family, we get to get connected to God's family. Mm. Yeah.
Beautiful. I think it is, Pastor, that there are people who feel more isolated in church than outside of it. How does that happen?
Some people might feel isolated in church due to various reasons, such as a lack of a genuine relationship or deep connection with others.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like an outsider or nothing fit, or not fitting in the church.
Mm.
The church culture or traditions that prioritize formality over authenticity. So sometimes we get to the fellowship because of some reasons. Because you do not have a family, you have been preached to, and the only reason why I am coming is because of the conviction that I have received from the preaching of the gospel. So this is the reason why some other people, they feel isolated. Sometimes unmet emotional or spiritual needs. The Bible encourages believers to not give up meeting together.
Mm.
Do not forget to gather. In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, don't forget the gathering of the saints. So it carries each other's burden. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 6, however, when churches fail to live out these principles, people might feel isolated sometimes.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Very unfortunate. And what intentional actions do you think can build authentic and family-like relationships within that church congregation? What can we intentionally do as church members to create that family atmosphere?
Some intentional actions that can build authentic relationship includes regular sharing meals together. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46, the believers or the disciples were gathering and they were sharing. Sometimes practicing hospitality and welcoming one another in Romans chapter 12, verse 13. So sometimes engaging in small groups, discussions, or Bible studies, in participating in community services and outreaching, doing preaching the gospel, doing the projects together, and showing genuine interest and care for one another's life. So sometimes visiting in the hospitals and, like what I said before, sharing the meals and visiting home visits is one and the most important thing that as believers we should do, especially those who are in leadership, elders, pastors, and those who are responsible for the souls of the believers. Mm. I think we have to take it that seriously.
And how do you think the church can also balance spiritual care with emotional as well as social support?
The church can balance spiritual care with emotional and society support by providing biblical teachings and discipleship, offering counselings or mentorship programs, creating opportunities for social connection and community building, encouraging members to care for one another, emotional and spiritual well-being, demonstrating compassion and empathy towards those in need. Have you ever noticed that we have people who get in serious trouble, sometimes finances, and we're not there to look for another. These days, the Bible says, in the last days, the love of men shall grow cold. Unfortunately, if we are not meeting the standards of the word of God, then we are failing. I think the church should make sure that balancing that to care for emotional and social support.
And what can each person do to make their church community feel more like a home to someone else? I'm thinking especially like visitors or people coming for the first time, people maybe who are unfamiliar with our faith as Seventh-day Adventists. What would you say that each and every person can contribute in some way to make that person feel at home?
We have the Bible, the command that Jesus is saying, go ye into the whole world. It's a call for everyone. So each person can reach out to someone new and initiate a conversation, invite someone to share a meal. I'm repeating that. We have to share what we have. And so we have to listen effectively and show guidance, interest in someone's life, offer help or support to someone in need, and create a welcoming environment by being friendly and approachable. Have you ever noticed that there are people that you cannot approach? There's something that was circulating recently on the internet when they say, yeah, in Zimbabwe, if you have a challenge of $50, can you check your contacts? Who can support you with that $50? And the one was joking and said, no, nobody will be interested of helping.
Yeah.
So then they said, so then they use this word, then I have my contacts, my contact list is useless.
Yeah.
So how can you put it that way, a believer?
Yeah.
So I think each one of us must be responsible for one another. So we have to care by implementing these actions, individuals can contribute to create a sense of belonging and community within their church, making it feel more like homes to others.
That's so important. I think that's very important. And I find that a lot of times our churches get a bad name because of the fact that people don't feel that atmosphere, that homely atmosphere. People feel, especially when a visitor comes and they leave without anyone ever noticing. It doesn't go beyond, you know, that awkward point where they're made to stand up and all of us sing a song and then that's where it ends. No one, you know, you're talking about sharing a meal together. And I think one of the most beautiful things about sharing a meal together, like what you suggested as a church, is that there's sometimes I think we might feel pressure to bring someone into our home. And a church setting, and also it might be awkward for that visitor to come to a stranger's home, but when we do it as a church, at church, all of us are here together. I feel like that's so much more welcoming. It's more comfortable, it's more open, and it fosters that sense of community. The children start to get to know each other, play together. We, you know, it's such a beautiful thing, and I think it takes a lot of pressure off. And what do you think is the ultimately the importance of feeling like a family for each and everyone, not just for visitors, but even for the members? Ultimately, what do you think is the most important part of feeling like a family when you go to church?
Oh, that one is a difficult one. I may look into So sometimes I always wanted to balance my spiritual life on in a way that the first my relationship with God, and then what I think each and everyone who is coming in the kingdom of God, I refer to the church as the kingdom of God. Each one of us who is coming in the kingdom of God must really know the reason why he is coming. The first invitation is that the relationship with them and God is the most important thing. And then trying to live by God's word and his standards, that to make me a true believer. At the same time, doing God's work is only by living by his commandments. So the commandment of Jesus, that is telling the world will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. I think each one of us who is coming in the kingdom of God must have that in mind. I am a child of God and I am a disciple of Christ. So the world will know that we are God's disciples, or we are Christ's disciples, by doing his commandments. And what are his commandments? We love one another and also love God by all our hearts.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. We really appreciate your time this morning and your insights on the importance of the church family. God bless you, and I hope you have a happy Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much, Monani. Have a blessed Sabbath too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.